Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. This time we're talking a bit of guerrilla gardening. A campaign that took place over the weekend had the desired effect, according to the Russian MHK who spearheaded it. Michelle Haywood planted a number of daffodils in the potholes on Port St Mary High Street on Saturday. She says she wanted to draw wider attention to the road, which has been collapsing for what she says is the best part of a decade. The subsection along the key route has structurally failed, and Dr. Haywood says there are concerns about a pipeline running underneath it. I went down to Port St Mary to catch up with her.
Do you want to tell us sort of why we're here? What have you been up to this weekend?
Well, I did a bit of gardening this weekend, a bit of guerrilla gardening. We've been fighting over Port St Mary High Street and how bad the condition of the road is. And we know the subsurface of the road has gone and it's causing increasingly number of potholes. And I threatened a while back that I would start planting things in them if they got any deeper. So this weekend I came out to put daffodil bulbs in.
They're not looking great now. This is Monday now that we're chatting. They've not really survived, but you knew that they wouldn't. But we've got a bit of a conversation going. Do you think this has drawn attention to the issue like you wanted to on via social media primarily?
Absolutely. It was always designed to be a publicity stunt. It was always designed to draw attention to it. I promised in the Timor budget debate, when Port St Mary High Street is on the list of possible projects that will come forward this year for capital funding, I promised then that I would carry on drawing attention to this, and that's exactly what I've done this weekend. And I've been amazed at how many shares and how many likes and how many comments it's generated. I laughed because somebody accused me of just doing it for a publicity stunt. I am, of course, doing the proper stuff in the background to try and get this road fixed, but you're right, this is a publicity stunt, and it worked.
Then the end outcome here, I mean, in that Tim Wood sitting as well, Infrastructure Minister Tim Cruckle talked about how a separate fund is almost needed because it is gone under the structure, under the highway. So are you hoping that will be brought forward soon? Like, do you think this will push them into a bit of action?
Yeah, it needs to go through the Capital Projects Fund, and the changes to that were made to the budget a couple of years ago now. So those applications actually come forward four times a year now. So there's no, we have to wait till the next round of budget cycle for this to come in. I think the estimate is that this is going to be about £500,000 of spend. The road has collapsed primarily because the Iris pipeline runs through here and it wasn't backfilled properly. That's allowing the road to subside. And of course, once the surface has gone, rainwater washes through and all the fine material under the road starts washing away as well. So it needs to be completely dug out and rebuilt from, you know, quite a deep layer. And that's going to be a big job, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate time's tight. But this road has been collapsing now for the best part of 8 or 9 years, and it's just getting worse. It's not getting better.
It's just a problem getting worse and worse then.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. It won't get any better. It doesn't matter how many times you come along and patch this. And I'm grateful to all the commentators on social media who pointed out the DOI report a problem web link. That's great. I have reported several problems and taken lots of pictures over the years. This is beyond patching potholes. It looks a bit like a patchwork quilt in some bits of this road. It's way beyond that now. It is that the road needs reconstructing.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.